in the limelight.
Tens of thousands of protesters poured on Saturday, 29th of May, onto the streets of Brazil's largest cities to demand the impeachment of President Jair Bolsonaro over his catastrophic response to a coronavirus pandemic that has claimed nearly 500,000 Brazilian lives. The demonstrators turned out in more than 200 cities and towns for what is the biggest anti-Bolsonaro mobilization since Brazil's COVID outbreak began. The article you're about to hear has been written by The Guardian's correspondent in Rio de Janeiro, Tom Phillips. The piece is titled, Tens of Thousands of Brazilians March to Demand Bolsonaro's Impeachment. Tens of thousands of protesters poured on Saturday, 29th of May, onto the streets of Brazil's largest cities to demand the impeachment of President Jair Bolsonaro over his catastrophic response to a coronavirus pandemic that has claimed nearly 500,000 Brazilian lives. The demonstrators turned out in more than 200 cities and towns for what is the biggest anti-Bolsonaro mobilization since Brazil's COVID outbreak began. Today is a decisive milestone in the battle to defeat Bolsonaro's genocidal administration, said Silvia de Mendonça, a 55-year-old, a civil rights activist from Brazil's Unified Black Movement, as she led a column of protesters through Rio de Janeiro's dilapidated city centre. Osvaldo Bazzani da Silva, a 48-year-old hairdresser who lost his younger brother to COVID-19, said, We can't lose any more Brazilian lives. We need to hit the streets every single day until this government falls. In Rio, many marchers carried homemade placards remembering loved ones they have lost to an epidemic that has killed nearly 460,000 Brazilians, the world's second largest official death toll after the United States. I'm here in his memory, said Luis Dantas, an 18-year-old teenager clutching a photograph of his grandfather, Sebastião, who died in February, aged 75. The culprit has a first and second name, Luis Dantas claimed in reference to his country's far-right president, who has repeatedly trivialized the coronavirus as a little flu, and sabotaged containment efforts such as social distancing or lockdowns. I want justice, the 18-year-old teenager added, shedding tears as he spoke. Irene Gretha, a 69-year-old psychoanalyst who was also at the demonstration, said two relatives had died as a result of the Brazilian government's inaction. This government is more dangerous than the virus, she said, as thousands of protesters gathered near a statue remembering the anti-slavery resistance leader, Zumbi dos Palmares. Irene Gretha's niece, a 46-year-old economist called Ana Paula Carvalho, said she believed Jair Bolsonaro should be brought before the International Criminal Court in The Hague, Netherlands, for crimes against the Brazilian people. He fosters death and destruction, she said. Bolsonaro is a Brazilian tragedy. President Jair Bolsonaro has defended his response to the pandemic, claiming his dogged opposition to lockdown is designed to protect Brazilian livelihoods and jobs. But Carvalho said that by allowing the uncontrolled spread of the coronavirus and failing to acquire sufficient vaccines, President Bolsonaro has destroyed the economy as well as lives. Today, the Brazilian people have a choice between dying from the coronavirus or from hunger, she said. Saturday's demonstrations which also took place in major cities including Sao Paulo, Rio de Janeiro, Belo Horizonte, Recife, and the capital Brasilia, as well as scores of smaller towns and cities, come from Bolsonaro at arguably his lowest ebb since he took office in January of 2019. Opinion polls suggest growing anger at the right-wing populist handling of the COVID pandemic, with 57% of the Brazilian population now backing Bolsonaro's impeachment. A congressional inquiry is currently dissecting Bolsonaro's calamitous response to the public health crisis, with damaging revelations about his government's conduct being broadcast each night on the news. Bolsonaro appears particularly rattled by the re-emergence of his political rival, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, the former leftist president who looks poised to challenge him for the presidency in next year's election. Lula da Silva, whose political rights were recently restored, has said he has no doubt the Brazilian people would free themselves from Bolsonaro in 2022. He could have avoided half of these deaths, Lula da Silva said of Bolsonaro's reaction to the COVID pandemic. Roberto Anderson, a 67-year-old university professor and environmentalist who was at Saturday's march and demonstration, said he felt encouraged by the large turnout that suggested the tide was finally turning against Brazil's radical right-wing president. Roberto Anderson, the university professor, said, "People are waking up now. Lots of people who voted for Bolsonaro are now wobbling, and the politicians who support him still are opportunists. The moment they see the people organizing, they will switch sides too."